And joining us today from Many Rivers Whole Health, we have John Rausch. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, John.
Today you're going to introduce me to something, frankly, I've never heard of, but it's out there, and I guess it's pretty popular. It's called kratom.
Yeah, yes, it is. I mean, it is out there. But one of the, before we start, I'd like to talk about where I got my information from.
Okay.
I got it from the drug fact sheet from DEA.gov, and I got it from the National Institute of Drug Abuse website.
Okay.
Kratom is actually a drug that comes from a native tree to Southeast Asia. Consumption of the leaves produces stimulant effects in low doses and sedative effects in higher doses. So that's what kratom actually is.
Okay. Why would somebody take this stuff? What are they looking for?
Somebody would take the stuff because it has a mood altering effect, which people with addictions are, and who are addicted to substances are usually looking for a mood altering effect. It has stimulant effects, which is a stimulant is something that produces more alertness, energy, and maybe talkativeness at a lower dose. And at a higher dose, it has sedative effects, which are very similar to opioids.
Yeah,
an opioid-like effect.
Yeah, is this stuff dangerous? I mean, can it kill you?
It is dangerous. There's not a lot of research on fatality, but mm-hmm. there is some symptoms that are dangerous.
How do you ingest this kratom?
You can usually take kratom by... it can be taken either in a tea, a dryer powdered tea. It can be put in a tablet, capsules. It could be taken that way.
Is this stuff for sale?
Kratom is for sale. It is not illegal in the United States. It's not regulated by the Controlled Substances Act. Different states have different regulations. Some may have age restrictions like 18 or 21. In Montana, there is no age restriction as far as I'm aware of. I couldn't find that information necessarily, but I did consult with another professional, and there is no age restriction. It is for sale in gas stations and smoke shops, and it is sold over the counter.
Well, we know some of the places here locally, and we'll share that with you here before we go away today. So the next thing I want to understand is how popular is kratom?
Kratom has become very popular amongst its popularity in the U.S. has gone up. It was popular in Southeast Asia. Its popularity in the U.S. has gone up in recent years. It's sold over the counter, so the message is that way that it's harmless. But it really isn't for somebody who has an addiction. It's just a way to substitute one substance from what they believed was their substance of abuse and destruction, and they just substitute another substance, which they think, oh yeah, I can get this at the gas station, and it's not illegal, so it must be harmless. And what they're really doing is just continuing on in their addiction and replacing the destructive drug with something they consider to be harmless when it's really not.
So it's actually interchangeable with other drugs in terms of effect?
It's very much like a stimulant. It has a stimulant effect. It's not methamphetamine or as significant as that, but there is mm-hmm. a significant producing effect of stimulants. And I went through some of those symptoms. And more specifically, it has an opioid like effect. And opioid are things like fentanyl and heroin, and some of the like oxycodone, hydrocodone, which are abused substances mm-hmm. as well. It has similar effects at a lower dose, at a lower intensity, with lower, dangerous potential, but it's not harmless. It's leading somebody down the road of continuing on an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is something that comes under your purview because people get addicted to it, and we've got to somehow figure out how to change that.
We treat it like we don't typically see a lot of people with kratom addictions coming through our doors because it is so new and it is considered to be so harmless. I have dealt with one individual who had a more significant addiction and had started taking kratom and did end up in treatment. I think the kratom use had them return back to their drug of choice, but they really minimized the effects of the kratom.
Well, let's talk a bit about the effects of it. You've kind of started talking about explaining what they are. Let's explain more deeply what they are, and let's talk about how legal or illegal kratom is with John Rausch right after this.
All right.
John Rausch is with me from Many Rivers Whole Health, and kratom is what we're talking about. And this is, forgive me, but I just really have never heard of this, John. And so I'm just kind of fishing around here trying to understand, first of all, why would anybody even want this stuff?
Like I said, it's addictive. So somebody who has an addiction is, their addiction is, they may believe that they're in recovery, or they may be trying to minimize the effects of trying to alter their mood, but it alters their mood, and they're seeking, somebody with an addiction is seeking that mood change, that mood altering.
So it's like another drug, but it's not illegal.
It's not illegal because the effects are less and minimal. I mean, the best way to put it is nicotine is also legal. Vaping is also legal, but they're not harmless. They have effects. This also has effects, which is more drug-like, maybe even so than nicotine.
So this is like a stimulant. It can be a sedative. It can be a psychotic.
Yeah.
It can be any of these things?
It has stimulant effects, and it has sedative effects. It does create some psychotic symptoms. Like psychotic symptoms are, which are usually can be caused by stimulants. Meth causes psychotic symptoms as well. These might be things like hallucinations, delusion, and confusion.
Is that based on how it affects individuals or how much of this you've taken?
Everybody can take a different dose and has a different experience. Like I said, this is a rather new in terms of research, but it could be dose dependent or it could be based on the individual.
And you say this kratom is totally legal.
It is. It is. You can buy it here in gas stations. You can buy it in smoke shops. It's not regulated by the Controlled Substances Act. It's sold.
Well, can you give us an example of some places locally that sell it?
I went into three different places when I was doing some of this research to see which places had it and which places were selling it and which places weren't. And I want to say that the first place I went into was Town Pump over on 5th in Idaho. And I didn't see any there. Doesn't mean it wasn't there, but I couldn't see from my search that they had kratom there. So, but I did go into Smoker Friendly, and they are certainly behind on the glass counter case. They were selling kratom. And then I went into Michael's across from the fairgrounds, and they had some supply of kratom up on the shelf.
Is it something you can just reach in and grab, or is it something you have to ask
for? It's something you have to ask for.
Okay.
It's not something, it's like cigarette, it's like nicotine. You can't just walk in and grab it. It's something that they have to get for you.
So it's like a behind the counter type of a thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's behind the counter in the glass case. Either way, you can't just reach it.
Is it just called kratom, or are there some names for it?
It, as far as I know, it's just called kratom. And it's like spelled C-K-R-A-T-O-M.
So. And do you have to be 18 to buy it?
I was trying to do research on that in terms, and I don't know for certain what the age is because I wasn't able to find it, what the age of consent is or to buy kratom is in Montana. So I did talk to another professional, from a prevention professional who was, does a lot of research on kratom, a person who works for the Substance Abuse Prevention Alliance in Great Falls, and just asked her, and she, her response, and it can't be substantiated, but her response, because I didn't find it in my research, but her response was there is no age restriction on kratom in Montana.
Refresh my memory. Is there age restrictions on vaping?
There is age restrictions on tobacco. I believe the age I don't know actually know the actual age restriction. I think it might be 18, but I'm not quite. I think to purchase tobacco, you need to be 21.
Okay. Wow. This has been an enlightening experience here. John Rausch introducing us to something called Kratom. And thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.